Hello, Peter. Very nice to meet you, and thank you for giving me this lesson in Chinese business etiquette. Now, I have to ask you, am I dressed for the part?
Absolutely perfect for Chinese business meeting. Conservative color, long skirt.
All right, good to hear. Well, let's start the meeting then.
Let's go this way. This is my business card.
Thank you.
Notice how I present it to you with the English side facing you.
Oh, okay, then I should do the same for you. Here is my business card.
Oh, wonderful. You have got yourself a Chinese name. Notice how I spend a little bit of time paying attention to detail of the card as a sign of respect.
A business meeting sometimes ends with a gift exchange. Here are some CNN branded gifts. Would these be appropriate to give in China?
Some of them, like the iPod, might be too expensive. It could carry a bribery undertone. Or the other side might feel uncomfortable because he would have to reciprocate with something of equal value.
Now, this is a photo CD. Would this be a more appropriate choice?
That is a perfect gift, as it introduces your company, your city, or your country.
Okay, well, that wraps up the session here, but our etiquette lesson will continue tonight over dinner.
Okay, I'll see you then.
So, Peter, tell me, how important is dining to building a business relationship in China?
Yes, culturally, Chinese people regard eating as one of the most important things in life. As they say, 民以食为天.
What does that mean?
That means eating is as important as the sky.
Now, this is a dish that maybe some overseas businessmen and women might find a little bit unpalatable. It's sea slug. We also have a sautéed bullfrog. If you're a business person, you're being offered these as a guest in China, and you don't want to eat it, what do you do?
I would just say, 谢谢,这个我免了。谢谢,
like this, and then no one's feelings are hurt.
No one's
everything
feelings are
hurt. Is fine. Right. And now we have the fish. I notice it's looking at me. It's pointed this direction. What does that mean?
That means you will have to drink a glass of white liquor because the head of the fish is pointing toward you.
Okay,
that's the custom from the north.
If that is the custom, then I will have to drink a glass of white liquor, so please.
Okay.
Now, this white liquor is some pretty serious stuff. When being served this, can a guest be in a position to decline at all?
Yes, but the host would naturally prefer that you join him in drinking it.
Well, I'm going to have to join the host then to a toast.
That's right.
Okay. Now, I have to struggle to get lower than your glass.
That's right. And the horse, try to lower his glass under yours to show his respect to you.
Bottoms up.
Ganbei.
Ganbei. Christy Lucelle, CNN, Shanghai.